Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Mel Mobley, coordinator for the Marjorie Strickland Emerging Artist Competition. Welcome, Mel.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for being here today on KEDM. And you're a member of the Monroe Symphony. This is something kind of neat that the symphony does, sort of almost like outreach to young folks who'll be the next generation.
Yes, this is a competition that's been going on for quite some time. I think we are close to 40 years on having this competition here. It is sponsored by the Monroe Symphony League, and it is named after Marjorie Strickland, who was a longtime member of both the orchestra and the Symphony League. And what the competition does is it brings in young artists from all over Louisiana, and we've recently opened it up to Arkansas and Mississippi as well. And these young people come in, and they audition for our judges that we bring in. And we have a prelim rounds in the afternoon and finals in the evening. And the winner gets a check, and the runners-up get a check, and then the winner often gets asked to perform with the symphony the following season.
So we're talking about young artists. What age are these folks? I know you've got when I was back playing, in high school and college, there were some high school kids that tried out and did this, and then there were some little older folks.
Yes, it's got quite a wide age range, actually. We have two categories. We have young artists, which is age 12 through high school, and then we have young adult, which is post-high school through age 30. And so looking at the list of auditionees for the weekend, we have a really wide age range. We have several in their late 20s, and we have some, I think, as young as 15.
Now, it is too late to register for this year if you're suddenly driving the car and go, ooh, I'd like to do that. You're going to have to wait a year. You kind of had a period where they could register that ended about a month or so ago. These are the ones that will perform. So how many do you have coming this time?
We have 25 coming. As I said, they're coming from all over Louisiana, and some from Arkansas and some from Mississippi. And we have all instruments represented just about. We have four divisions. We have wind and percussion players. We have string players. We have pianists, and we have vocalists. And so what we do is we invite a judge from somewhere in the state or close by. And this year we have two judges coming from LSU. We have one coming from University of Southern Mississippi and one coming from University of Louisiana Lafayette. And one of those judges will be the vocalist judge. One will be the string judge, one the piano judge, and one the instrumental judge. And so they judge the preliminary rounds on their category only. And then for the final round, those four listen to the finalists and pick an overall winner.
The event is happening on Saturday. What time do you guys get started?
The preliminary rounds start at 1 o'clock, and most of this takes place in the Biedenharn Recital Hall. We are running a second room this year because we have so many, and people are more than welcome to come even watch the preliminary rounds, and there's no charge for that. You can come to the Biedenharn Recital Hall anytime between 1 and 4:30, I think, and just come in and watch some of the auditionees. Or if you want a more formal concert, then that is the way we run the final round. The final round is done in the form of a formal concert, and that happens at 7 p.m., and the charge for that is $5 at the door.
So you do a morning or an afternoon round break, let everybody go get some dinner, and then round back up for the formal concert. That's the $5 later that evening.
That's right. And there will be a finalist from each category. There will be a finalist in each division from each age group.
The players are from Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi. I like this one. All entrants must perform their music from memory.
Oh, yeah. And it's hard to describe, and that's why we wanted to come on the radio and tell people about this. You would be amazed at the players you will see. I've been coordinating the competition for 4 or 5 years now, and I am just stunned at the amount of talent that you see. And of course, you will get a chance to see the winner the following season with the symphony. And everybody who goes to that concert every year is just blown away. I think they would be even more blown away to see what they had to compete against, because the level of performance is just stunning.
This is all benefiting the Monroe Symphony League. Talk to me a little bit about what the Symphony League does. What's their role in helping, I guess, the Monroe Symphony Orchestra?
Well, they are a support arm for the Monroe Symphony. And they part of their role is to make donations. They have a book sale and some other fundraisers that they do during the year that helps give money to the symphony. And then they also, one of their functions is to run this, you know, kind of organize this contest and to, you know, provide this possibility for the symphony to showcase an artist the following year that they probably wouldn't normally run into.
And it's kind of neat, too. You know, you're a high school kid, you go on, get through college or whatever, and You need to keep playing. You don't need to just stop right there. And so it's maybe a little way to kind of see what it would be like if, hey, I wanted to join up with the symphony.
Sure. And, well, actually, a lot of these artists are, the older ones, are already partway into a professional career. We had the pianist from last year, I think, has already gotten several other engagements playing with other symphonies around the country. And so These performers will be of the highest quality, you know, probably already played with some symphonies.
Okay, so the event starts at what time?
Starts at 1 p.m. in the Biedenhorn Recital Hall on Saturday, and that afternoon session is free of charge. And then the final round is at 7 p.m. in Biedenhorn Recital Hall, and that will be $5 at the door.
It's all happening on ULM's campus this Saturday, the Marge Strickland Emerging Artist Competition, sponsored by the Monroe Symphony League. To find out more, you can visit our website at kedm.org.